I get an email from some parents following a lot of the coverage last week of the Tim Beckman and Simon Sijanovic story in response to having read the Daily Illini story that we ran early last week about that. And they said, you know, you should look into this. This is something that we think is on that scale, if not a bigger deal. And in following up with them, then they sent me some of the letters, and I interviewed some of them over the phone. I spoke to some former players, things like that. But yeah, really fell into our lap, I would say.
And this was all last week, and before Mike DeVilbiss had parted ways with the U of I.
Yeah, it's my understanding, based on talking to the parents, that the decision was made to part ways with him on Thursday. That was when I was notified by the parents that I had spoken to that DeVilbiss would not be remaining with the program. Of course, it was announced just about an hour or two before we ran our story, just prior to us meeting with some of the university officials that we got comment from. But it's my understanding that, you know, it was decided by whomever made the decision. It's my impression that whoever made the decision decided that DeVilbiss would no longer be with the program on Thursday of last week.
So this was just coincidental around the time that you're planning to run the story?
We met with the university at about noon today just to get their comment on everything. We had finished up our interviews early this weekend and written our story and had it ready to go. So, yeah, it really was coincidental. We were planning on breaking that. That would have been news that we would have broken in addition to some of the letters. Maybe a little bit of unlucky timing for us, but at the same time, it gave everybody a little bit of context for the story that we ran.
People online are seeing these letters. They've all been put online by the News Gazette, citing your reporting. So, you know, what kind of common themes have you seen? Because you've had a few days to let this all soak in.
At least if you were to look at this in comparison to the other big situation that the university is facing, that being Tim Beckman and the allegations about treatment of football players, this seems honestly to be a little bit more of a widespread thing. The fact that there are 8 players leaving the program, and I know, you know, you can have seniors, a number of seniors any given year, but 8 players leaving the program feels like a lot. It feels like quite a few.